본 음성 자료에는 클로바 더빙의 AI 보이스가 사용되었습니다.
Basic English for Teaching Korean, Part 2. Chapter 1. Vocabulary.
어휘 설명하기. 핵심 용어.
Vocabulary. Word. Term. Pronunciation. Expression. List. Noun. Adjective. Verb. Adverb. Phrasal verb. Pronoun. Word with the opposite meaning, antonym. Similar. Word with the same meaning, synonym. Take a look.
핵심 표현.
Words that describe noun. Vocabulary that describes noun. Shall we verb? Instead of noun.
이렇게 활용해 보세요.
Today, we are going to learn words that describe hobbies. There is a lot of vocabulary that describes emotions. These are adjectives that describe taste. Shall we go over the vocabulary? Shall we pronounce this word again? Shall we take a look at this drama? You can also use
흥미롭다
instead of
재미있다.
You can say
경찰
instead of
경찰관.
You can say
정말
instead of
진짜. 이렇게 대화해 보세요.
Today, we are going to learn how to talk about your everyday life. Before we learn the grammar, let's take a look at the vocabulary list. These are the words that describe places. They are all nouns. The first one is where we buy books. Can you tell me where it is?
Bookstore.
That's right. How do we say this in Korean? It's called
서점.
Repeat after me.
서점.
서점.
Good.
서점
is a noun and it means a bookstore in Korean. You can also use
책방
instead of
서점.
They have the same meaning. Shall we move to the next one? Chapter 2. Grammar.
문법 설명하기. 핵심 용어.
Subject. Object. Vowel. Consonant. Final consonant. Marker. Particle. Delete. Add. Sentence ending form. Base form, dictionary form. In front of noun. Irregular form, special form.
핵심 표현.
It is used to verb. Next to noun. Pay attention to noun.
이렇게 활용해 보세요.
It is used to express the speaker's emotion. It is used to connect to nouns. It is used to describe the uncertainty. It is used to link to contrasting clauses sentences. Next to the object, add either
을
or
래.
Next to this syllable, add
는.
Pay attention to the final consonant. Pay attention to word order. Please pay attention to the difference between tenses. You need to pay attention to the vowel in front of it.
이렇게 대화해 보세요.
Today, we are going to study the most essential grammar,
아, 어, 해요.
This is used to express a current action or state. In Korean, the base form of verbs and adjectives ends with
다.
To change this to present tense, we need to change the form to
아, 어, 해요.
Let's take a look. There are three rules to make
아, 어, 해요
form. First, you need to delete
다
from the base form. Then you need to pay attention to the final vowel on the base form. If the final vowel is
아
or
오,
add
아요.
If the final vowel is not
아
or
오,
for example,
우
or
이,
add
어요.
What do we need to change
가다
to present tense?
아요
or
어요.
어요.
네.
Next to 가, add
아요.
Then it becomes
가요.
As the base form ends in
a
vowel, these two vowel sounds
a
plus
a
contract. So, in the end,
가요
simply becomes
가요.
Repeat after me.
가요.
가요.
좋아요.
What about
먹다?
What do we need to change this
먹다
to present tense?
아요
or
어요?
아요.
맞아요.
When we delete
다
from
먹다,
we can see the final vowel
어.
So we add
어요
and it becomes
먹어요.
Then, how about
하다? 하다
is special. It always changes to
해요. 아요
rule doesn't apply here. You need to remember that
하다
always changes to
해요.
Chapter 3. Speaking, listening, reading, writing.
말하기, 듣기, 읽기, 쓰기, 설명하기.
핵심 용어.
Conversation. Text, script. Look up. Topic. Phrase. Emphasize. Opinion. Paragraph. Passage. Structure. Discuss. Rewrite. Core sentence. Organize. Outline. Apply. Repeat. Utilize. Summarize. Punctuation mark. Go through, skim, scan. Concise. Rephrase. Fill in, noun.
핵심 표현.
How can we verb? I want you to verb. Can you tell me what it is? Can you tell me who it is? Can you tell me where it is?
이렇게 활용해 보세요.
How can we apply this pattern? How can we summarize this? How can we express your opinion concisely? How can we emphasize your opinion? I want you to answer in a complete sentence. I want you to practice with your partner. I want you to discuss this topic with your partner. I want you to listen to the following conversation. I want you to go through this passage. I want you to rewrite this paragraph. Listen to the following. I want you to fill in the blanks. Can you tell me what this means? Can you tell me what you think? Can you tell me what the subject of this paragraph is? Can you tell me how we use these punctuation marks?
이렇게 대화해 보세요.
In this session, we are going to utilize what we learned from the last lecture. Please look at page 34. Mike, can you tell me what these pictures are?
Isn't it a weekly schedule?
Right? I want you to look at this schedule and write a paragraph about your weekly schedule as it shows. How can we use the grammar points, expressions, or vocabulary we learned last class? I want you to recall your memory from the last lecture. Let's brainstorm together. To make your writing flow, write a story outline first. You can look up the words in the dictionary to make your writing abundant. Chapter 4. Activity.
활동 설명하기.
핵심 용어.
Activity. Turn. Cooperate. In pairs. Pair work, pair activity. Group work, group activity. Individual work, individual activity. Score. Role. Role play. Give a presentation. Representative. Winner. Rock, paper, scissors. Guess, take a guess. Brainstorm.
핵심 표현.
Are you ready to verb? Are you ready for noun? Please be ready to verb. Please be ready for noun. Noun is supposed to verb. Nouns are supposed to verb.
As 부사.
As possible.
이렇게 활용해 보세요.
Are you ready for the role play? Please be ready for your turn. You are supposed to wait for your turn. You are supposed to work in pairs. You are supposed to work in groups. You are supposed to work alone. Each student is supposed to be paired with another student. Brainstorm as much as possible. Speak as loud as possible. Use Korean as much as possible.
이렇게 대화해 보세요.
Now, we will play a fun game. Are you ready to play?
What game is it?
It is called a motion game. I will explain how to do it. First, make a group of four people, then select one representative. You can select one by playing rock, paper, scissors. The representative will stand up and act out without speaking. Then the other team members have to guess what the motion is as quickly as possible. You are supposed to speak only in Korean during the game. The team with the highest score wins. Do you understand?
For how long?
For 3 minutes. Are you all set? Then, let's get it started. Chapter 5. Assignment and next class notice.
과제 및 다음 수업 안내하기.
핵심 용어.
Assignment. Belongings. Review. Return. In person. Go over. Move on to noun. Write down. Cancel. Collect. Put noun back.
핵심 표현.
It's time to verb. If subject verb. Don't forget noun. Don't forget to verb.
이렇게 활용해 보세요.
It's time to take the final exam. It's time to stop the group activity. It's time to submit your assignment. If you want to practice more, I can give you an extra worksheet. If a snowstorm comes, the class will be canceled. If you want to talk to me, please come to see me during office hours. If you can't come to class, let me know in advance. Don't forget to put your desk and chair back. Don't forget to return the coloring pencils to the teacher. Don't forget to submit your assignment by Monday. Don't forget to go over it before you hand it in. Don't forget your belongings.
이렇게 대화해 보세요.
It's almost time to finish today's lesson. Let's go through what we learned today one more time. How can we describe current actions or states?
We can use ayo, ayo, heyo form.
That's right. Next time, we will move on to object markers. For homework, do exercises 5 and 6 on page 45.
Do we need to submit our homework in person?
No. Please submit it on Google Drive. Don't forget to write your full name on the homework. Do you have any more questions? If not, this is all for today. If you have any questions about homework or class, feel free to contact me anytime.